Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Call in your phobia. 1-877-764-2535. Everybody has one, right?
Yep.
There's always something.
Yes.
I ran into one of mine last night.
You did?
Yes. A big black snake.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, hi, phobia.
Hey. Hello,
you
Chaz.
Be over there. I'll be over here.
Hello, Chaz. How are you?
Yeah.
Hello, phobia, my old friend.
I have a feeling the snake would sound right. More like this.
You have confronted me again. As I was slithering across your little patio.
This isn't in line with phobias, but... Jennifer's on the phone, and we'll get to her phobia at the end of this call.
Okay.
But really quick, she had a mammo yesterday.
Yes, I got a clear report card.
Right.
Yay. Nice.
Congratulations.
Woo. Whee.
Yeah. Well, my mom is a breast cancer survivor, and I've actually had two scares myself, so whenever I go for one, it's not anything I care to do. But the way they manipulate your breath,
it
the
hurts,
way they make
right?
you stand, it is ridiculous.
You and haven't had one yet, Ash?
No.
At what age should you start?
It depends on your family history. I mean, generally, they'll say 40. I started at 33 because of my mom.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, so
can I get a picture of the, when it's all, like, flattened out or no?
What's that? What did you say?
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
I'm over here.
I heard you say something about flattened out. You know, the worst thing is when they place your breath between these two clear lucite plates. And you're leaning in, and she's like, okay, relax. I'm like, relax. She's like, okay, don't breathe. I can't breathe. I can barely breathe.
Right. I'm not going to relax. I can't breathe.
Is this relaxing?
Take the shot.
Is this relaxing?
God.
I'm losing air over here.
Imagine if, like,
then
this...
I looked down, and I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe my poor boob.
That's what I want a picture of. I want a picture of that.
No, I would not. I would never. Well, first of all, I'm not going to have my phone in my hand at that moment.
Hold on, let me take a selfie.
Selfie.
Yeah.
This is going to be great on Snapchat.
Oh, this will be awesome. Wait, you see this one.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, good for the very, very happy with the good report card.
Makes me so happy and so relieved.
And then what made me think about you and the phobia is the elevator story.
Yeah. That was, and you literally did watch that thing like 20 times last night. I was like, I can't even...
All right, so there's this horrible video of a guy being crushed to death in an elevator. Jennifer doesn't like elevators.
Yeah.
At all.
Nope.
How many floors was it in Portugal?
17.
17 floors.
Damn.
17.
17 different nightmares.
Not seven.
In a row.
Not 10.
17.
17 floors.
Well, it's never a 13.
And how fast did I do that?
Right.
So I didn't go the 17 floors with her. We were traveling.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
I'm fried. We get to the hotel. We're on like 80 planes, like cars. Get to the hotel. Oh, you're on the 17th floor. The elevator door is open. She looks inside the size of the compartment.
Yep. She's
like, nope, not going to happen.
All
right, hon, it's the 17th floor.
Have you ever seen
just close your eyes
elevator.
And get in.
Right.
Just close your eyes and get in,
pretend
and I
ride.
Will hold you.
Yes.
Nope, it's a broom closet. So
it's like, nope. I'm like, oh. I got three bags. I'm like, I'm not going up. She's like, you just go. I get in the elevator.
We'll get them.
I go up 17 floors. And now this thing wasn't stopping every other floor. Probably stopped once.
Right.
And we go up 17 floors. Door opens. I hear this. As soon as I roll the suitcases out, I'm like, I won't see Jennifer for about 20 minutes.
Easily, yeah.
She's in flip-flops.
Right.
I hear.
Wow.
And the door opens.
I'm impressed.
And there she is.
I'm impressed.
I'm like, that's badass.
Awesome.
Yep. And like a serious conversation.
Nice.
Well, I was stuck in an elevator twice in my life, and that's how all of this began. So.
Mm. Gotcha.
Both times in hospital, so yeah.
Yeah.
Not fun.
All right. Love you.
Love you, babe. Bye.
Victoria in Bristol, what's your phobia?
It's clowns.
Oh.
Clowns. No such for you.
So just creepy clowns or any clown?
Any clowns. And it started with my mother. She was a huge fan of Stephen King.
Okay.
And at a young age, she made us watch it. And, yeah. Just yeah.
Actually, he was pretty funny. Well, Pennywise is an awesome clown. He was actually pretty funny.
Not if you're a little kid.
I guess not, no. Yeah. No, so you don't go to McDonald's, obviously. You have a clown,
they
Jack in the Box.
Really done the, they haven't really done the Ronald McDonald thing too much, right?
Yeah, not in a long time.
Well, they, you know, he's still there. You still see him. Like,
is he still there?
Oh, yeah. Certain ones you have, you can sit down next to him. It's like he's on a bench.
So you would not sit on one of those Ronald McDonald benches?
Hell no.
So no Jack in the Box?
Hell no.
No Jack in the Box for either?
No.
Gotcha.
Where were you? Like, tell us about a time where you were somewhere and you just saw a clown or a picture of a clown and freaked out.
I was really small. We were going to this kind of fair thing, and there was a clown passing out balloons, those cheap plastic rings, and he came up to me and actually shoved one of those plastic rings on my finger, and it was turning purple.
And said, "You're mine now."
Yeah, I'm like, get me out of here.
So I'm guessing no dentist office either. They always have clown paints in the wall, so.
Yeah.
Wow. Tough life.
Well, we know what not to hire for your birthday party.
Exactly right.
We'll go with a magician.
It's not a clown. It's
like, we'll go with a magician.
It's a painted performer. It's not a clown.
Wow. Yeah, mimes are okay because they keep quiet and they kind of stay away from you. But
yeah, but those trapped in a box or walking against the wind.
I was going to just ask you about mimes. They don't bother you. That's weird.
They're not. They don't have the wig. They don't, have the funny nose half the time. All they want to do is, like, try to get out of that stupid box.
Exactly. They put the mime in the
stupid
box. They
can't figure out how to get out of a box that isn't even there. Right. How could they be dangerous?
Exactly. But if they get out of that box, they'll kill you.
Yeah, right. That's awesome. All right, you're in the runner for the Bob Saget tickets. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Chaz and AJ present Bob Saget.
Bob Saget!
New Haven's College Street Music Hall. Thursday, October 24th. Tickets on sale now, but you can win them. Just share your phobia with us. You're getting the running. Dawn in Brantford.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I am not just a phobia. I'm terrified of fireworks.
Fireworks.
That's fireworks. Tough.
So she goes in the toilet like the dog.
I had a friend that got his ear blown off when we were young. And ever since then, 4th of July, I hide in my room all day. I don't go out. Anytime I know there's fireworks, if there's going to be, some type of event, I will not even drive near there. I am terrified.
I was going to say that has to be a horrible time of year for you.
It is. And I remember it vividly. I remember, and we were only about 10.
Right.
What happened?
And it was an M80 blew off by his ear.
Oh.
And was he lighting it, or?
I was young. I don't remember. I just remember it, the noise. I was standing right near him, the noise, and then him screaming and the blood from his ear. I mean, it was terrifying.
Were there adults around?
No.
She remembers throwing the fireworks up in the air.
I was going to limit this all down now. We're going to go through this. All right, so there were no adults around. Were there other kids?
There's lots of other kids. They'll throw salutes at you. It was just terrifying. It was not fun.
No.
But
you're 10, so there are older kids?
There's some older kids. Not many, though. Older, maybe 12.
Okay. And you never found out who threw the M80?
Never.
Wow.
Nope. It was the old man next door. Get up my lawn!
And so you just hear this bang, and that's... It just clears everything out. So
right.
You don't hear anything. You don't see anything for a second.
Right.
And then as you get your hearing back, you hear your friend screaming.
Right.
Screaming. And I can still to this day see the blood pouring out of his head, and it terrified me forever. I still think about it. And when I hear fireworks, when I hear like the bangs, it just brings me right back.
Is that a phobia or is that like post-traumatic dramatic
syndrome? I think it's PTSD.
I think it's a combo of both.
Yeah.
That maybe.
Right, we're definitely putting you in for the tickets.
So no honeymoon's marathon for you.
Yeah.
Maybe she's part Chihuahua. Who knows?
Right.
AJ does a 1963 reference right now with a television show that
actually
has fireworks in the opening.
It was the 1950s, and they do a marathon every year for New Year's Eve.
Okay, so definitely you're not going to watch that because there's fireworks.
I will not be watching that. Absolutely not.
All right. You're in the running. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. John on the road.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. This is a weird one.
All right. So, yeah, I told Phil. So, I had to tell Phil twice, actually. So, my phobia, my biggest phobia, and everyone who knows me knows, it's a little girl in a white dress with black hair looking down on the ground. That's my biggest phobia, my biggest fear.
This happens like every day, or?
How often does that happen? Where did it start?
No, it's just movies. It started when I was younger.
Can you talk into the mouthpiece?
Yes. It started when I was younger and I watched The Grudge.
Grudge.
The Grudge.
The Never Grudge. The Asian movie.
Oh, The Grudge.
And, it's just when, like, I'm at the top of the stairs of my kitchen looking down into my basement, or when I'm at the top of the second floor looking down on the first floor.
Right.
I'm just
But how often do you see this where it's a problem?
To the neighbor's kid?
In a lot of movies, and I think I can watch the movie.
Okay.
And watch it.
What happens if you have a daughter with black hair?
And white dress.
Okay.
I'm going to have to put a cowbell on her or something.
I just Googled The Grudge, and the images that come up, I know what you're talking about now.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So, that's where my biggest fear is. Okay. And I also have a question that I've been meaning to ask Ashley for a little while.
All right, you got about 20 seconds. Go ahead. What's the question?
I don't know if she said it before or what, but how's your father doing?
Oh, thank
Great
you
question.
So much. He's better. He's still in a cast and a sling, and he's going to PT, but it's going to be a long recovery, I think, but he's doing so much better. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
Great question. Loser of the week, 1-877-764-2535. Let's go around the room. AJ?
There's this 11-year-old girl. I think she's Russian or whatever. But it's another one of these internet kids, and decides to
internet
sing,
kids.
Decides to sing something on a whim.
The kids who live in your phone,
exactly, and
the internet
it's
kids.
It's the same thing like the Mason Ramsey syndrome, where the kid, just happens to go someplace and someone's filming it, and she sings, and all of a sudden it's an internet sensation. It's some record deal or something like that. So this one Russian kid who sang, I think it was "We Will Rock You" or something like that. Yeah, that kid.
If you don't know what they sang, how is this person loser of the week?
Because what annoys me are all these people that have these kids all of a sudden just appear someplace and sing something, and all of a sudden the kid's a star. They're on.
So is it
every
this
talk
kid
show.
Specifically, or just internet
all
kids?
The internet kids? So this is the latest example in the internet kids.
Any kid who shows up on the internet,
exactly.
Internet
just
kids.
Go to a talent show like the rest of us did back in the day. Okay, don't just spring up on the.
But we didn't have the internet.
The unsuspecting public. And there was no freaking warning. I mean, Mason Ramsey
walked
in. I
forgot to tell Dave Hintz that AJ hates kids.
His hair's blowing back right now.
He doesn't know what's happening right now. He's sitting in stunned silence. Oh, my God. I don't know what's happening.
It's domestic,
he makes some good points.
It's domestic terrorism at its finest, because this kid walks
you
in.
You act like she walked into your living room and started singing while you were asleep. Facebook.
Facebook. A public place you walked
That's
into.
True.
This is a public place she walked into, just like Mason Ramsey did at unsuspecting Walmart.
Did she walk into a public place? Is this her?
What? That's Freddie Mercury. He's been his grave. You forget the words? Chipmunk.
It does sound like a chipmunk. Sing you, we will rock you. Sitki. We will.
Did you say Sitki? 60. I think you mean six pack.
How old is she?
11, I think, something like that.
10.
10. Sorry.
Did you say she's Russian?
I believe so, yeah.
Sounds like jingles.
That's the creepiest part to me is she's Russian, but she's singing in like perfect English, and that's just
if you listen to words carefully. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds Asian.
Yeah. She does at times. Yes.
I'm just saying I don't trust her.
I think his name is
No.
Yeah.
No.
Her name is confused. Yeah, she's really a Russian spy. She's 41 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hey, I'm Russian.
We think she's cute. She comes over here. Next thing you know, she has our missile codes. Woof.
This is Russia getting us to click on a video,
exactly.
Then download some malware.
Exactly. See, yeah. You guys fell for it.
Right. And then somehow we vote for somebody that we didn't want to vote for.
Exactly, right.
Holy crap.
In their country, yes.
I could see that. All right, so this is your loser of the week, a 10-year-old girl.
Internet kids.
Internet I think she's kids. Pretty good.
Internet kids.
Internet kids, yes.
Okay.
Internet kids. So thank you for, you're welcome.
Thank you very, you're welcome.
Yes.
I'm with you with the internet kids.
Yep, well, that's the second
really?
Right there.
Boom. Yeah.
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 What? Internet kids in the lead now.
When I was a kid, like the only time you ever knew you had talent is when your parents would be like, do that thing you do.
Yeah.
Right, and at a party?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now everybody's like,
was,
oh,
yeah.
What? No.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it that you would do?
I don't know. I would just get yelled at. Do that thing you do. Yeah. I have six.
Cut the lawn?
There are five siblings.
Oh, you guys were fighting for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So usually they meant someone else.
Do that thing you do. Not you, David.
It's not me.
David, you go sit down.
Yeah, the talent kids.
We're
yeah.
not proud of you.
Yeah.
You go sit, let your brother shine.
I had to play bongos every time my umbrellas got drunk. Bongos. Now,
you're the little monkey.
I had to play bongos.
Hey,
Yeah. Play the bongos. Play the bongos.
Ashley, please, vacation assignment. Get some bongos in here.
Okay.
They don't have to be.
But you guys got to be hammered.
For a, right.
Yeah.
Oh. Bongos.
This is a talent. I
bongos.
Was just fat.
What's the thing I do? Eat? Eat something in front of your relatives.
Didn't you dance?
Put on your shirt from last year. That'll entertain us all.
Right.
Right. Can you play? You can play bongos?
Yeah. I had to play bongos every single time. They all banged up on Bacardis because we're all Puerto Rican.
Right.
And I play bongos because obviously every Puerto Rican house has a set of bongos in it. Yeah.
Right. But they weren't like small bongos.
The small ones. The ones you put between these, there's two of them. There's a smaller one and a larger one. Yeah.
Doing loser of the week. And comedian David Hintz is in studio.
Yes.
We're linked up to all his stuff at WPR.com. He's hosting a Brouhaha Comedy Club at City Steam Brewery in Hartford tonight and tomorrow night. Sounds awesome.
Yes. Yep.
And him and AJ immediately bonded over their hatred for internet kids.
Internet kids.
So
yes.
They have both nominated internet kids.
In the lead.
And they're in the lead.
Yes.
Bob and Stratford. Hey, Bob.
Yes, how are you?
Good, Bob. You're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Ashley.
Yes.
Don't you know that there's I-95 North going to New Haven? Can you give us some traffic, please? I've got to nominate you.
Uh-oh.
All right.
A-S-H-L-E-Y.
Where exactly on 95 North?
I'm sorry?
Where on 95 North?
Go up Stratford to New Haven. That's my commute in the morning, and you're not talking about it on this...
Is it slow every day?
It's slow every day, but when there's accidents, it's horrible.
Well, gotcha. There's an accident on 95 South, and 95 North is rubbernecking. That's the problem.
I just passed a 18-wheeler that was off the side of the road with a tow truck, and my commute's going to be nasty all the way to New Haven.
Wow. Well, I wrote it in ink, so we're good.
Okay. All right. It seems like Ashley's been reporting that, no?
No, she has not.
Well, I read the road, so, yeah.
You haven't had that, the rubbernecking part of it?
Not the rubbernecking part, but I reported the accident.
Oh.
On the southbound side.
All right.
Right.
All right, I'll second that then.
Ooh.
No, just kidding.
I'll make sure it's in my next report. Just for you.
I'm running
Look,
ink.
We do rely on you guys who are out there to kind of help.
Yeah.
Because it takes a little time for it to get from... It happening to the state police, to our
this
cameras.
This sounds like a fresh one.
Our eyes
right.
and ears.
Sounds like a fresh one. Hey, you want a fresh one?
Yeah, fresh one.
Yeah.
To the ground.
But thank you for calling that in. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, Ashley, you are great, though. I love your attitude and your laughter.
Thanks. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the tip.
Yep.
All right.
See, now, if that was Pam, this would be like a brutal fight for like an hour
fist
or
fight.
More. There'd be denial. There'd be it's your fault. You're stuck in it. You know it.
Exactly.
No, that's great.
Shaming.
Call me.
Shaming.
No.
Phil?
I am in front of a computer. I'm not out on the roads. I don't know what's going on out there. If you don't call in, how am I supposed to know?
Right. Well, it's like, well, you're the reporter.
I just closed my eyes. Right. She was here again.
I did. Yeah. I did hear her once say, I look out the window and all I see is trees. Which is true. Yeah. I'm looking out the same window.
And now she's the Coast Guard. Look out the window and see us water.
Yeah. Star in Milford. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
You guys are so awesome.
I appreciate that.
You're
you.
Awesome.
No, you are.
Oh, you're sweet. Listen, I want to nominate Loser of the Week.
Okay.
And that'd be?
Okay, Loser of the Week is anybody who calls in to say that AJ is Loser of the Week.
Oh, see, thank you so much.
All right.
So AJ
You're
haters.
Very welcome.
AJ haters. I'm going to write that down in bold.
You got
points.
It.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You All got right. it. You're amazing. You are a super sarcastic smartass.
Thank you.
And so am I.
Thank
so
you.
So one to another, y'all rock. Have an awesome vacation.
Right. Thank you, Star.
Hi, my sister.
Take it easy.
All right. Kathy and Cheshire.
Hi, David. And Chaz, AJ, and everyone.
Hi, David and Chaz.
When David's in the room, there's no one else
right.
in her eyes.
Right. Did she owe you money?
I'm glad that she just acknowledged us here.
Right. Yeah. So how's mom
I
doing?
I said everybody.
No, you did.
But you led with him.
How do you know David?
David was my dance instructor, and he's absolutely awesome, and I still have pictures of him in my bedroom, of him and I.
He gave you money for those. He gave you money for those.
He's turning red. Face on pink.
A little bit. Good poker face out right now.
All right, so David is a good-looking guy. So he was your dance instructor?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
For about 5 years, right, David?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
One lesson was 5 years? Oh, my God.
Wow.
You're retired by now, man.
So you should be, if after 5 years, you should be able to go out and win competitions, no?
We did do the competition.
We did.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. What kind of dance? Like swing or something like that? Like
Absolutely.
What? Yeah?
Yeah.
That's tough to do, swing.
And are you married, Kath?
I am married, yes. My husband does not dance, but he used to come and watch us and was very supportive.
Oh, that's cool.
And we did everything. We did.
Beg pardon?
We did all sorts of dances.
It seems weird to have a picture
dance of, love.
Of another man in your bedroom.
Right,
that would be
with
like
you.
A little bit of a turnoff for
me. Were the pants are worn, right?
Yeah. Well, you didn't see me in my dance clothes.
You know what? You're right. Maybe it'd be a turn on.
This is true.
Right, this is true.
Get those breakaway
somebody
pants.
Somebody made a collage for me of all photos from the competition.
But, Kathy, you have a whole house you could put it up in.
Yeah, they call that porn.
Well, why the bedroom?
Yeah, why?
Well, I have lots of pictures in my bedroom.
Yeah, see? That's not me.
But why do you have pictures of him in your bedroom?
Yeah, no pictures.
Is that where the dance lessons took place?
I don't want any faces in my bedroom. I don't want any eyes. I don't want the dog. Like, if I had a dog, I don't want the dog in there.
Exactly. When I'm dancing in there, exactly.
Yeah, there's no...
I'm by myself.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
I have 4 dogs and 2 horses.
I bet you do.
In the bedroom.
David, you remember hearing about Butterbean?
Butterbean? How's Butterbean doing?
Did your husband?
I have a feeling that's the nickname of David's wiener.
Exactly. Yeah. Butterbean's a little sore right now, boy. Dancing. I'll
tell you what, it is now.
Butterbean.
Butterbean.
Yes.
Butterbean's a horse?
Yes, now.
So I'm just curious, David, do you have any upcoming comedy shows coming on? I have yet to catch you out there.
Yes, he's at City Steam Brewery in Hartford tonight, tomorrow night. Then he has a big show coming up with a big-time headliner, right?
Yeah, September 28th at Space Ballroom in Hamden, opening for Matt Brogner.
Matt who?
Stepdaughter's wedding. Anything else, David? You're killing me with these dates.
Yeah. Why don't you go look him up on the internet? She has a thought.
Really? She has no interest in any information other than just talking to David.
Why don't you just call the number he gave?
There's
okay?
no, like, she probably can't even dance. She was going to dance class for 5 years.
She has no legs.
Doesn't care that you're here.
Doesn't even care.
No. Right.
Right. Just like, yes, David could murder someone right in front of her, and she'd be like, David would never murder anyone. That person deserved it.
Who did it, David?
Well, right.
My husband and I would love to see him. Is there anything after September 28th?
Why don't you just look him up on the web?
DaveHintsComedy.com.
She's probably calling from outside his house right now.
Where he pulls out, okay?
My house.
You're in the parking lot anyway.
Kathy, we want David in all the time, and because we'll pick up Kathy as a listener.
Hey, Greg, you know right. Which car is his? Just follow him.
I'm on Kathy's Facebook so we can say, hey, we're having a Chaz and AJ event, and David might be there.
Right.
Yes.
I love all you guys.
Hey, we love you.
But you love David.
Right. David Hintz, comedian in studio. We're linked up to all his stuff at ChazandAJInTheMorning.com. We're doing Loser of the Week. Kathy called up, and she was one of your dance students. She had no nomination for Loser of the Week.
Nothing.
No.
She was just fangirling.
Winner of the Week was David.
Yeah, right. It's Winner of the Week, and it's David.
And he won so far in her eyes many times over.
I love her passion for this guy.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing.
Ladies love a dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a good-looking guy. You're a dancer and a comedian.
Right.
It's like, what the hell?
So if you screw up, you say, I meant to be funny.
Right. What's the deal with that?
Right.
Do
you cook, too?
But he used to intern here. Yeah. So you knew at a young age you wanted to entertain or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you tried interning here. You were an intern for Smith & Barber?
Yep. Yep.
In 97?
Yeah.
8?
97, okay. 98.
So we missed each other. I left here in 94. Moved around, came back in 2003. So who was on this? So it was Smith & Barber.
Yeah.
Who was on after that? Pam Landry.
And
Lappy.
Lappy was
who's
still
been there forever.
Yeah. They haven't moved him at all.
Then Night Show, man. That thing, when I left, it just revolved for a while.
Various people. Glenn with Two N's. You had, because I applied when Glenn with Two N's
I
got
think
it.
Glenn with Two N's lasted the longest. So they had someone else do it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's all history.
So you were an intern here. Radio didn't work out for you. Then you became a dancer?
Yeah. I moved away to start.
You're like one of those male dancers with the like bow tie
and no shirt.
No,
right.
Dance instructor.
Right. Like Arthur Murray?
I'm not that much.
But you have to be a dancer before you can be a dance instructor.
No, actually, Arthur Murray is, I did all my training there. That's
exactly.
Where I spent 15 years.
Yep.
They taught me how to dance.
Everything
and taught
from
me
the
to teach.
Foxtrot to the Samba. Yeah.
You're good.
Thank you.
I could work with that.
There you go. See?
AJ just did a little fake move.
I had to do the...
That's going
to
be a video during the commercials.
We did that dancing with the CRS, the Chris Radio dancing thing.
Yeah.
I had learned the 40 swing dance for that competition from Arthur Murray.
We must have missed that one because I've been part of that.
Yeah, I had to go to the place over in New Britain to train, and then it would happen in Hartford at the Crystal Ballroom or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can we go back to Dave?
Yes,
you want to talk about you some more?
Not anymore. No, I'm all done.
We have a lot of calls we have to get to, but Kathy called up. She's clearly obsessed with Dave.
Yes, she is. Like,
which is a good thing.
Like borderline.
It's nice to have someone who really likes you.
Yeah.
He's
right?
A tuba playing dancing comedian.
Right.
It's
so
amazing.
So he went to CSB, right? So he has radio experience. He can dance. He's a comedian, and he could play the tuba?
I mean, come
oh
on,
my
ladies.
God.
You have to. Is that all? Please tell me that's intertwined in your act. Like you play the tuba while doing some dancing
the
and telling
jokes.
The tuba
hasn't come up.
Really?
Yeah. No one's... if you're going to make a list, I wouldn't end with the tuba. Most people aren't as impressed by that.
Yeah.
I'm a dancer, comedian, and I play tuba. Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
Tuba players to all the girls.
So tuba was what? Middle school? Elementary school?
Tuba started late in elementary school and then lasted all the way through college.
Was that given to you, though, or did you choose a tuba?
No,
right.
I actually...
Good question.
I actually... This is true. I showed up last to band one day, and they said, we need a tuba player, and you're it.
Right.
So...
That's it.
Right.
That's
so
it.
If you got there early, but like
it,
trumpet
kids.
Or drums...
Pretty much.
Right.
And the thing... Think about the tuba.
Come to the
Can
piccolo.
You go anywhere and play that? Like a trumpet, you could jump up and maybe do like a horn section of a Tower of Power, Earth, Wind & Fire song or something.
Yeah.
There's nowhere you could go and jump up and like...
That's
Yeah, you can't play Celebration with tuba.
That's because a tuba weighs about... ones weigh like 40 pounds.
Jeez.
So you look at the flutists and you're like...
Yeah.
Right, but there's no rock or pop song, right?
That's not true. Yeah. Go Down Gambling. Go Down Gambling by Blood, Sweat, and Tears has a rockin' tuba solo.
There you go. So that was David's go-to. Hey, do you got Go Down Gambling? Right. So I could play the tuba on that one.
Yep. There's only one instrument worse than the tuba, and that's the triangle.
Right.
That's the kid who really got their leg.
No, the triangle, you could play, you could go and jump up on stage with any band and play the triangle. The tuba,
How many anywhere with the tuba?
How many chicks do you get if you're a triangle player? No, at least a tuba player, you show like the dexterity, you can blow all night long. Just saying.
Okay. All right, we're going to get back to some calls. It's a slow news day locally, which is good news.
Yes, it is. Nothing broke.
Captain Duff, New Haven Police Department, walked out of the hospital yesterday. We're very happy about that.
Absolutely.
And then it's just like a lot of local events. So the big Bluefish Tournament, the Port Jeff Ferry Biggest Greatest Bluefish Tournament in the World is tomorrow and Saturday.
It's exciting.
There's still time to get in. You don't need a boat. You can fish right off the dock.
Yep.
You can fish right off the bridge, whatever.
Get the big fish.
Biggest fish wins $25,000.
Yep.
My Patino Golf Tournament is today.
Yes, it is.
Rain's going to clear up. It's going to be a perfect day.
Yes, it is.
And I think you could just walk in there now and register. And people might be yelling
that.
At the speakers at the... Greens in Oxford.
Possibly, man.
I think you can do it.
Right.
Botsford Fire Department in New Haven having their big shindig tomorrow from 5 to 11. Did I say Newtown? I meant Newtown if I didn't say Newtown. But food, great food. The lines move fast. Everything's awesome.
Yep.
And then tomorrow in the morning, Ashley will be out at Shakers giving away a car.
Yes.
Shakers in Watertown. You can look it up. More info on that.
Yep.
Yep.
Loser of the week. Let's run through some of these calls real quick. Mike on the road.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
All right. I'm going to nominate more than one person, a group of people, whether it be law enforcement or media, that are exploiting these old people that are caught having sex in a park.
Oh.
Okay.
Come on. I mean, hey, if I'm 80 years old and my dog still hunts, everybody's going to know about it. Like, let them do it. I mean, maybe slap them on the wrist. Not the best place to do it. Get a hotel room.
They
slap
themselves, actually.
Put them out there like that.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Come on.
I guess
on.
You're right. These people should be celebrating.
Well,
right.
Aren't no we just helping though. Them brag? Like, if they're in the news, everybody knows that they're getting lucky.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
You know what? You're right. And really, you should be pissed that they didn't put your mugshot in there. It's like, where's my mugshot?
Come on.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, guys.
All right. Thank you, my brother.
$20 in Viagra. God damn it.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Ben, Long Island.
How's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
I got two people to nominate. I got Sony Pictures for canceling their deal with Marvel Studios on the Spider-Man movies. That's number one.
That was going to be mine, so I'll second that.
Oh, really?
So Sony Pictures, blah, blah, blah.
Do we want any backstory on this or not really?
Basically, Sony did all of the Tobey Maguire and then the terrible Andrew Garfield movies. They loaned the character kind of out to Marvel. They never, like, released it entirely. Marvel wanted a bigger share of the profits of the, you know, Spider-Man movies because the last two made, like, $2 billion combined. And Sony was like, yeah, nah, deal's off. And then they just took the character back because they're being greedy.
Oh.
Marvel's being greedy.
So, like, Tom Holland's out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Sony pulled
right
a Doctor Evil.
It's like being in a basement right now with a bunch of people, isn't it? In, like, someone's basement apartment.
Right.
Yeah. That's what the conversation sounds like.
Right.
Only usually here. And then
what else?
And then number two is whoever set those fires in the Amazon rainforest to clear the land for illegal farming.
I saw that.
But it's a rainforest. Shouldn't have gone out.
It's been burning for 3 weeks, AJ.
Well, where's the rain part?
Yeah.
Half of Brazil is on fire.
You see the satellite images?
Yeah. I did.
Oh, sick.
I thought it was a bomb.
So right in the middle of Brazil is just going to be
AJ would not be the fire department head over there. In the
I'd be like,
it's a rainforest.
Yeah, don't worry. It's going to be put out.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, should we go and rush to the...
I'm dancing with a girl in the thong right now.
That's what the Brazilian
I'm kind of
government
busy.
Is saying,
right.
But it's not working.
So there's going to be a strip in Brazil that's just bare?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not just a strip.
That's
it's quite a significant portion of Brazil.
Right, they're called the Brazilian strip, yes.
Ben, you didn't get that.
I did. I got it. The Brazilian strip. I got it.
Thank you. Right. That was so good. All right.
Have a nice day, guys.
Thank you.
See that? And you start up with Sony.
Vicky from Torrington.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chaz, you must be so proud of young Chaz.
I am. I am beside myself with pride.
I bet you are. My loser of the week are the two adults that OD'd and had a two-year-old, I believe it was a two-year-old child, in the back seat in a 90-degree day.
When was this?
I think that was Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
It It was in the Waterbury Republican.
You know, it's sad. It happens so often.
Yes.
That when you hear that, you're like, oh, is that the story from 3 weeks ago?
Yeah,
or is that
one?
The story from last month? Or was it the story from 2 months ago?
Exactly. Which one was it?
You know
it?
What the saddest part is?
What's that?
Is that this state has lots and lots of treatment options for people, and they don't take them. That's the sad part.
Yeah. We're going to keep it kind of light today because it's Friday. We're heading off on vacation.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Happy
Jayden,
vacation.
Someone go over and punch Jayden in the head.
What's going on?
He's trolling them with the microphone.
Did you go to Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
Yeah, I did.
Was there any class on touching a microphone when it's hot?
Yes.
Okay. Were you there that day?
Yeah.
What are you, Roger Dalton?
Okay.
What
did they teach you?
To not touch the microphone when it's
okay.
hot.
And what did you just do?
He was testing a theory.
Okay, can we
did
nickname
you get
him
bored
Hot
Mike? With the call? Were you bored with Vicky from Torrington? So you thought you would just... And did you see what he did?
Yeah.
He turned the whole thing around.
He has the mic pointed correctly in front of him.
Right.
And he just turns it around, so it's backwards.
Right. So now you're in stereo.
There's all this noise.
Right.
I can't see him from where I'm sitting.
I'm sitting there in disbelief going, what is he doing?
No, but I don't think he's stupid. I think he's genius, and he says, watch this.
Exactly.
You know, I think he's like, I know how to unhinge this guy in a second.
I know how to get airtime.
We're talking about him now.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Like, he knows exactly how to get it.
It's a ploy.
Right. Yeah, he's genius.
You're good, you. You're good.
I'd like to submit the nickname Hot Mike for Jayden.
Hot Mike.
No, how many nicknames?
How about dumbass?
How about don't touch that?
Oh, my God. Your Connecticut School of Broadcasting is never going to ask you to do a commercial for them. Never.
Right.
Will you hear, hi, this is Jayden from Chaz and AJ in the Morning, and I am a graduate of Connecticut School. You know why? Because this is how it'll sound.
Hi, I'm Jayden from Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Can you talk into the mic, Jayden?
Hi, I'm Jayden.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. All right. Just sit there. You're my amusement.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And AJ's happy now because it's not him.
The focus is off me. Thank God.
All right. John in Hartford.
My nomination is the pet sitter that was caught on the news slamming a dog.
What?
Like verbally?
A young puppy into a cage last night. They caught him on nanny cam. The family was away on vacation.
Was this last night? I thought this story was earlier in the week.
I'm pretty sure I saw it last night on the news.
Okay. Well, yeah, they mentioned the story last night, but it happened earlier. Yeah.
All right.
I second that nomination.
All right.
I got a three-way tie here.
It was horrible to watch it. It really was.
What is wrong with... Okay. These puppies are so cute, and they're like little babies. Why
puppies
would you mistreat them?
Puppies are like little babies.
They are.
15-year-old puppies. They're like little babies.
They are.
Breaking news. Puppies are young.
They're babies.
They're like the babies of the dog world.
He just took himself out.
It makes me so mad.
He just bailed on us.
All I want to do to that person.
Yeah, he's like, you guys are giving
is shove their head in a cage.
In Ashley's defense, I was 30 before I learned that ponies aren't just baby horses.
Yes, they are.
All right, I learned a lot today.
All right.
There's good meat out there.
That's good. You know, I originally brought Jayden in because, we had that call of the Kathy who said that she had a picture of David in her dancing in her bedroom.
Bedroom, yes.
And what were you telling me about your mom?
So my mom back in the day, you know, she was born around like the 90s and the 80s and stuff when basically John.
Well, what year was she born?
Yeah.
She wasn't born around. She was born in a year.
She was
Do you know what year she was born?
Not exactly, but she was born between like 71 and 73, maybe.
How do I not have him on every day?
What decade? You said three different decades.
She was born in the 90s, around 1971
to 1973. I'm not sure.
Must have been a long delivery.
Year, though.
She started at 71. They finally blasted her out at 73. When she went in, there was a pinto, and then the recall. Oh my God, it's a gremlin!
No, but my my mom, like, she told me that she had a whole bunch of, like, posters and pictures and stuff like that of John Stamos in her room.
Oh.
So all you would see is just John Stamos here, John Stamos over there, John, like...
Yeah, anywhere you like anywhere. John Stamos.
Right. I even have a friend in Bridgeport that literally has... The minute you walk into her room, it's all Justin Bieber posters.
Oh, really?
In Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Wow. And how old is she?
She's about, right now, around 21, 20.
Did you ever point down an actual thing?
I thought he was going to say,
around 21, 30, 14, 50.
She was born in like 75 to 80.
It's an age thing. It's an age thing.
Oh, my God.
He's good at statistics.
Oh, I think he earned himself a spot on
this
show.
Yes, he did.
All right, Jay.
We'll call it WTF.
You. All right. Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
So a female friend of mine has decided to navigate Match.com. And I've been monitoring her behavior on what she swipes right and left on, and it's incredibly interesting. So today's list is the top five things guys should not do on their Match.com profile.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't know there was a swipe back and forth in Match.
Like, whatever it is.
Yeah, like, that's, you heart definitely it. Not like, a swipe.
She hearts it.
Like have one, yeah.
Oh, so it's okay. Like a picture of you, right? And if she is into you, she hearts it, and then it like connects you or whatever.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's what she's doing. She's going through and being like, ick. Ick, heart, whatever. So I've been a part of this process.
So you're stalking this person.
Well,
do you have to have a Match.com profile to follow this person?
Yeah, well, I was sitting next to her. She was showing me on her phone.
Gotcha.
And she's like, here's the person. Like, person one, ick, X. Person two, heart. And then it, like, shows you, like, you guys should start texting each other or whatever it does.
You can ick them?
I think that's ick.
Yeah.
That feels very...
I've never done
too
that.
Sensitive for an ick button. It's kind of harsh, man. I got ick.
So what I've learned by looking at a lot of these guys' profiles is guys just don't know what they're doing. So all the girls on Match.com have, like, a great system. All the guys, it's all hysterically bad. So here are my tips on what
okay.
to do.
All right. Top
that
five
I've learned
tips.
From her. Number five, close-up selfies. Pictures of just your, like, giant face. Like,
right.
Find a buddy. Find somebody that can take your picture. A lot of them are dudes, like, in cars. They're driving. Like, it's all of a sudden they're in the car, and they're like, I gotta update my profile right now. And it's their giant head.
Right. Get someone to take a picture of you, especially if you are at a wedding with a tie.
Right. But
like
you look
a nice picture.
You can't just use a timer on your cell phone. Just put it back a little way.
See, this list is going to benefit him the most.
I have good selfies. Please continue.
I mean, some of these dudes are sweaty. It's just their cheeks.
There's something about the car selfie, too. I don't know what it is.
Like, why is that cool?
Well, it's about the car. a Challenger, cool.
I just meant in general.
Toyota Yaris, not cool.
Yeah, see, this is, there's a lot of car selfies with you, and there's a lot of your face, your whole
You don't want
head.
Just your big melon in these
pictures. I haven't done a big face in a long time. I'm more car selfies now.
Right,
I tried taking gym selfies.
Number four. So this is what I've learned is it's a numbers game. So you want to get as many people as you can to like your photo so then you can connect, right? So then you can text and bring out your personality. So I think the key is at number four, no gross kids. A lot of pictures of guys with their kids. So they're trying to show like, I'm a family guy, blah, 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 blah,
blah. I love kids.
But I think it makes a lot of girls say no. I think you're eliminating a whole group of people that don't want kids. You can spring the kids thing later. Talk a little bit.
Right.
Then like three or four chats in, then say, oh yeah, like I have these kids. I wouldn't lead with kids. Ever.
Ever.
You won't find out,
I
my
think everything up front, right away.
Nope. I think if you're young, hot, you don't want this old guy and his kids. You don't.
Right.
You just don't. You
this is what I see when I see kids in a picture. Back in the day. I see kids that are gonna say, you're not my father.
Right.
And I also see an asshole ex at my door every other Friday.
Gotcha.
Or late or
right.
drama.
Right.
Or she's in a bad mood because he just pissed her off.
Right.
Like you see all of this coming.
Hmm.
That's right.
Right.
So I agree. No kids.
Right.
And you could, you know,
you show them up later. They come up later.
They come
it
up
almost
later.
Sounds like a video game, like doodaloo, number unlocked.
That's right. You got to get the different levels.
Level.
Exactly. Right. You're on level three. Right. You get to see the kids now.
Right.
You start with nothing.
All right. Number three, a lot of photos of dudes on mountains next to pools on the beach and on the ocean. We get it. You're outdoorsy, but you are a cliche. every single dude is like in one of those places. Hmm. And the ones where you're on a mountain, you can't see them. They're in like their ski gear and have goggles on. Right. I guess they're gross. I guess that works.
That's the way to work it, yeah.
But it is just, it's every dude that she looked at. There was some one of those kind of pictures.
I'm adventurous.
Right, I'm outside. So pick something else that might be a little more unique to stand out.
What did she think of these? Because we know you hate the outdoors.
No, she was with me. She said, this is a cliche. Okay. This is too much. It's so the same. It all looks like dudes that love IPAs in front of a mountain. Gotcha. Everybody looked the same. Right. Like, it's stupid.
So what do you do?
Well, I've got thoughts.
So just don't do that.
Don't do that.
Figure it out yourself. Just don't do that.
Right.
Number two, you and your dumb pals. So don't post pictures of you and your pals making faces, drinking Bud Lights. You're trying to say, like, I'm a fun party guy, but you look like a douche meathead. So take pictures, yes. Like you said, like at a wedding, you and your pals, like, looking nice, but you're not in, like, Tom Brady jerseys. You right. know, don't do that. Don't do those.
Right. Gotcha.
And the number one thing, which I can't believe even still exists after so many years of internet ridicule, on basically every third profile she looked at was shirts off bathroom selfies. How are people still doing
this? This is AJ.
I have none.
No, but explain it because we've seen them.
Because you face much ridicule and everybody like makes fun of you.
No. What was the original idea behind it when you did it?
That you look good and that chicks will like it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like I worked out.
I work out. I'm in shape.
It looks so ridiculous in these pictures.
Yes.
Even AJ knows.
Well, now you just wear a really good, really cool, tight shirt and you're good. Yeah. No one can say squat.
I'm so glad I'm not dating.
You have to present yourself in a way that is appealing.
A lie.
Yeah. That's true. That's what we got here. Just a lie.
A Photoshop
Do not be you till the fourth or fifth interaction. Gotcha. You're just putting on a show here.
All right, there
and
that's you
go. Those are the top five things not to do.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.